In New Mexico, summer brings the musty aroma of sage and the scent of roasting chilies. For Weekend Edition essayist Kate Nelson, the season also heralds a special entertainment as she stands on the front porch of her house and surveys the desert.
It's raining, it's pouring, it's anointing the parched and puckered hide of the desert. For Westerners, a good rainstorm is good entertainment. It beats any book, any movie, any TV show. Everyone knows it. Everyone celebrates it. Late one summer, driving across Indian country, I stopped with other motorists on a bridge. We perched at its edge and gaped below at the roiling red water in what had been an arroyo, a dead, dry ditch. Out here, rain puts on a show. Thunder, lightning, wind, torrents that sluice off the mountains and towards the slivers of water that pass for rivers, or rios. But rain and the water it brings is fuel for much more than entertainment in the West. The arroyo beside my house eventually wends its way to the Rio Grande. The water it carries joins an international battle over who can claim this liquid gold. In New Mexico, federal prosecutors, environmentalists, the attorney general, farmers, and city officials are clashing in a courtroom over a slender, milky-colored fish, the silvery minnow. Years of drought have depleted the Rio Grande, the only place on Earth where it lives. Similar crises are played out along other riverbeds in Colorado, Arizona, Texas. In Oregon this month, desperate farmers vandalized dams and diverted water intended for the suckerfish and coho salmon. The farmers had a good point. They'd grown weary of watching their crops and their own fate wither in the fields to save some fish. Who most deserves the salvation of water? Farmers or fish? Cities or cattle? Backyard gardeners or whitewater rafters? The questions rumble louder each year as the population booms across the West. Each new subdivision demands more water. Each threatened species sounds a quiet note of warning. The canary in the mine shaft. The prophets of doom. There are too many people. There is too little water. By the time the Rio Grande reaches Mexico, it's a salty sputter of mud. Standing on my porch while raindrops bounce off the thirsty earth, I wonder, how many storms will it take for the river to catch up? How many raindrops will it take to fill the Rio Grande?
Kate Nelson is a columnist at the Albuquerque Tribune.